Good morning again, WCGA listeners. This is Woody, and I'm back with our program, The Bigger Picture, which is unifying true faith with right political action. This will be program number 9 of the 13 that are planned that sort of summarize the 8 basic doctrines and the 3 essential mindsets that every American needs to have, whether they think they do or not. They must, because based on prior precedent in our nation and what we have historically believed and the success that we have derived from those beliefs, these 8 doctrines and these essential orientations must be, well, conversantly present in every, well, let's just use this over words and rapidly criticize, often criticize phrase, people that believe the right way. You know, that's that statement has been the subject of a lot of pejorative narrative, believe the right way. But in fact, folks, today there is a right way to believe. It is set in concrete in the past. It's also set in concrete in our national capital. I used to take groups on tours when they came to visit us when I was stationed at Andrews Air Force Base, and I showed them how these essential values that have made this country great are chiseled in stone and written in concrete in our nation, and yet now today they are being dramatically erased, changed, torn down. Oh, for what reason? Well, let's call it diversity, inclusivity, and a bunch of other things that are utter sophistry, which is a big word for utter nonsense. People, we have believed a lie, and the program today is going to discuss that in spades, because I've had another seminal event this past week, and it's a big one. I talked last week about some really good books in my library, one of which is The New Realities by Peter Drucker, written back over 30 years ago, which after a real careful study that Mr. Drucker had done of political science and of culture and sociology and things like that, he came to the conclusion that, a number of years ago, 40 to 50 years ago, America went through what he called a mountain pass. And what he meant in that is that the way things had been historically, the cycles of life, the cycles of history, when we hit this particular mountain pass, we were kicked up to a new level of behavior and understanding in the cycles, which changed dramatically the way things have always been or how they always go in the cycles. Not that the cycles necessarily changed, but the nature of how we lived and perceived things in those cycles, which permanently changed the behavior of our citizens. And this last week, I got hit right in the face, and I mean substantially, for a guy whose opinions are pretty strong, with something that my wife Cindy and I saw on July the 4th at 5 o'clock at the Orange Park Cinema, though it was playing in 3,300 theaters across the nation, called The Sound of Freedom, The Sound of Freedom. And it is the story of a rogue agent, that U.S. agent, that went in and rescued a bunch of little kids who were being human trafficked in South America and collected in South America and spirited off to every other part of the world to really just indescribably evil people who did horrible things to them. And the market in America, apparently, for children like that is probably as great as it is anywhere else in the world. And we've given lip service to it. I've known about this for a long time, read about it, even talked about it, in some cases preached about it in a sense. But somehow the reality of the horror of the situation never hit home until Last Tuesday night, when Cindy and I sat in the theater, the lights went down and we began to see in front of us a very accurate presentation by the primary actor, Jim Caviezel, of what really is going on. And folks, to say it's not pretty is an understatement, but also it is something that we cannot not do anything about, because it is a symbol. It is probably the primary example of the corruption of our world and the corruption of America and the corruption of those mountains of culture around us that have been so taken over and revised by the cultural Marxists beginning in the 30s, that what used to be noble institutions are now led by people who are so badly bent that if they existed several decades ago, and certainly a century ago, they wouldn't exist or very long, because the local people would have recognized the magnitude of the evil and seen to it that those were properly, legally, in some cases not necessarily legally, excised and removed because of the cancer that they represent. And so all my programs henceforth will carry this shock that I got last Tuesday night at the movie The Sound of Freedom. And I strongly urge, in fact, really expect anyone who has not seen it, who considers himself a moral, conservative, patriotic American, to find a way to see that film. Now, it was supposed to play only one day nationally, but I think they're going to, it will be continued in theaters, or it will be in a theater near you. But just go online and Google The Sound of Freedom and make certain that you watch it. Now, here's why that's important. I've talked about the cycles of history on this program, and I've talked about the one significant characterization of a corrupted culture. When the culture reaches its point of greatest declension, the greatest decline, we see the utter feminization of the culture. In other words, men stop being men, and we are ruled by people who rule by emotion, not by fact, not by law, but by a personal fiat that they intuit from some esoteric source. Well, I know the right way, and so we're going to do that. And the lesson of history, and particularly in the Bible through the nation of Israel, when you get to that point of utter moral declension and social collapse, it is because of the feminization or the witchification of Scripture. And on Tuesday night, that was my takeaway. We are definitely there. I've said so on the radio. America's in dire straits. We're in trouble. But it's even beyond what I realize. Now, here's what I mean by all that diatribe. And it is simply this. There are a couple of verses of Scripture I'm going to read to you that will make my point, help me make my point here in just a minute. Both are from the book of Proverbs. The first one is from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10 through 12. And I'm not using the King James Version that I normally do, but here's what the NIV says. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, hey, we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he that guards your own life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? Now let me flip over to chapter 31 and underscore that. And this is chapter 31, verses 8 and 9. And these are commandments. They're not holy suggestions. They're commandments. Even if they're in the book of Proverbs, as so many of us overlook and consider to be, well, they're just witty sayings. Witty? No, they're not. They're the Word of God, and every word of God is profitable for us. We take it as commandments on how to live our lives and what is appropriate if we consider ourselves to be or call ourselves to be Christians or even moral Americans. So here is verse 8 and 9 of Proverbs 31. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up, judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. I can assure you, at age almost 75, knowing the family that I came from and their history of accomplishment and right behavior, that any person who violated in any way a young child would be dealt with at the lowest levels and immediately because of the extreme evil. Jesus himself said, anyone who harms one of these little ones, anyone who harms one of these little ones, it is better for him that he be cast into the sea with a millstone around his neck than to have harmed him. And blessed is anyone who gives one cup of water to one of these little ones. We're going to talk about the sound of freedom and the feminization of America today on this program. And we're going to do that in segment number 2, which is coming up very quickly. But I stand by my statement, America is in trouble. And because of what I saw last Tuesday, July the 4th, on the Sound of Freedom, oh, we're beyond in trouble. Come back for segment 2.